This is Jay Sekulow. Congress moves a resolution condemning the government of Iran and asking for a release of Youssef Nardakhani.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
It is time for all of us to stand up against the spread of militant Islam and to stand up and lead for the Pastor Youssefs of the world.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Obviously, this is an outrage. And I'm glad to see that voices from this government and from all over the world have expressed themselves against it.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about Iran and Pastor Youssef Nardakhani. HR, that's House Resolution 556, reads as follows, condemning the government of Iran for its continued persecution, imprisonment, and sentencing of Youssef Nardakhani on the charges of apostasy. The congressional resolution then cites the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It goes through exactly what's happened, but we've got a brand new update, folks. It's a very serious and very tenuous situation right now. Jordan, you've just gotten out of a meeting literally moments ago on the situation. What is the latest?
Yeah, this is a tough thing to announce, but I think it just kind of underscores the urgency here when it comes to Pastor Youssef, which I know everyone who is a friend of the ACLJ, a listener to the broadcast, has been following closely, as well as members of Congress like Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Pitts. You got Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the White House following it. Desmond Tutu is following it. European governments are following it. Mexico has issued resolutions on this. Because the government has refused to release him, because they have not yet released a written order from the court, we now have reports on the ground from those close to Pastor Youssef's attorney. And this is breaking news, folks. I haven't tweeted this yet. It's not out there yet. That the chance of his execution in the near future is increasing every day. Because of the stall that we've seen go on from the government and, of course, increasing tensions with not just Iran and the United States, but Iran and the United Nations and Iran and the European Union. You saw that they cut off oil to France and the UK, which is a very small percent they were getting from them, but it was all a sign. When you add all of that up, it's almost Iran versus the world, other than their two trading partners right now. I wouldn't call them allies, but trading partners, Russia and China. So because of that, we have now got reports that they are worried again that there is increasing likelihood that he could be executed now at any moment, and it increases every single day because of growing tensions. And we've always said, you know, Dad, when it comes to Iran, everything is tied into what's going on around the world geopolitically and internally. And so this is obviously a tough time with Iran in the entire world, so it's affecting this situation directly because it became an international story.
We want to get your view on this. We want to hear what you have to say about Pastor Nardakhani and the regime in Iran. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls about Iran and this death sentence on Pastor Nardakhani and this latest news, which is very troubling. Jordan, let's talk about this Twitter campaign that we've got going right now, which has been very, very impressive as far as at least – the numbers of people engaging this.
Absolutely. It shows you 160 countries. People in 160 countries have participated in the Tweet for Nardakhani program. It's reaching hundreds of thousands of people every single day. Close to 400,000 people are being reached with this message. You go to our homepage, aclj.org, and you sign up if you're on Twitter. And if you're not on Twitter, you can sign up on Twitter. That's free, too. And you donate a tweet a day for Pastor Youssef. It doesn't cost anything to make that donation, and it automatically goes out from your account. One tweet a day. You can see it on mine. You can see it on yours, Dad. You can see it on official ACLJ. A lot of us have that going, and so people have probably seen it. That automatically goes out once a day with an update and then encouraging those people to pray for him and to get involved in that program. It's all up at aclj.org.
All right, folks, we've got a House resolution now, 556, calling for his immediate release, and this is where you come in. We need you to be with us. We need to get this thing passed through the Congress to save Pastor Nardakhani. Here's the number for you to sign on to this petition. It's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to stand up for Pastor Nardakhani, get this resolution passed. Or aclj.org. That's 1-800-684-3110. Call now. Add your name and support.
It is a matter of life or death. Pastor Youssef Nadakarni has been illegally detained in Iran for nearly 2.5 years. Under Sharia law, he's now facing a death sentence because of his Christian faith and his refusal to embrace Islam. The ACLJ has launched a global effort to save the life of Pastor Youssef, working in this country and abroad to secure his freedom. Now, efforts are at a critical stage. A resolution has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives condemning Iran for violating human and religious rights and calling on Iran to release Pastor Youssef immediately. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign our petition urging members of Congress to add their names to this important resolution. It's time to turn up the pressure on Iran. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, we just got word out of Iran that Pastor Nardacani's life is in more danger today than it has been, and that is because Iran may make an example out of him. That's a report on the ground. The bright spot in this, if you can call it that, is that Congress, and both Republicans and Democrats, including Keith Ellison, Democrat, Heath Shuler, James McGovern, Representative Frank Wolf, Republican, John Carter, Republican, and Trent Franks, a Republican. So we have three Republicans, three Democrats, have introduced H.R., that's House Resolution 556, condemning the government of Iran for its continued persecution, imprisonment, and sentencing of Youssef Nardacani on the charges of apostasy, calls for his immediate release in accordance with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and calls for the government of Iran to exonerate and immediately release Youssef Nardacani and all other individuals held or charged on account of their religion for apostasy. Now, this is important because if we can get this passed through the House as a resolution, it will make a statement on behalf of the United States Congress. But, folks, I've got to have your help to do this because we've got six members of Congress right now, Republicans and Democrats. This is not a partisan issue. This is bipartisan support. But I need your help for Pastor Nardacani. He's the one who needs your help. And this is the pastor that's been sentenced to death by hanging in Iran. He's got two young kids. His wife was also in jail. His charge is crime apostasy. If you want to sign on to that petition, just go to aclj.org. You could do it that way, aclj.org. Or you go to your phones right now, and you add your voice. This man's life is literally on the line here. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And that is an easy way for you to do it. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, again, tell everybody, we'll get calls in a moment, how to use Twitter to get this out. We're getting to 180 countries right now.
Yeah, if you go to aclj.org, we have a Tweet for Nardacani program, and it's where you donate just one tweet a day. And to donate doesn't cost you anything. You just sign up, and it's an auto-tweet function where one time a day the tweet goes out. You can look at my Twitter feed. You can look at official ACLJ's. There's a sample one on there. It's nothing controversial at all. It's not a partisan thing at all. Of course, we've got let me just go through the list, Dad, on the co-sponsors. So everyone listening understands that this is not a Republican-only or conservative-only thing we've got going on here. Let me just go through the co-sponsors who have joined this resolution with Congressman Pitts, and this will grow. This list will certainly grow. I mean, Michelle Bachmann tweeted out our program the Donate a Tweet program on Friday afternoon to her entire over 100,000 people on Twitter. So you could be like Michelle Bachmann here and did sign up the for the program and use this program as well. She was asking people to do it as well. But Congressman John Carter from Texas, Congressman Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress, and someone we've disagreed with on a number of issues, but on this one, when it comes down to the signing the resolution, he was one of the first people to sign the letter to Secretary of State Clinton, and now he has joined as a co-sponsor on the resolution condemning Iran and calling for the release of Pastor Youssef. So the first Muslim congressman, also a Democrat, Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, Keith Ellison, has signed on. So for any of our listeners who are Democrats or more liberal or progressive who disagree with us on a lot of issues, this is not one that is partisan. This is not one where you need to worry about, oh, you're signing on to just a conservative thing. Keith Ellison joined. Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona. Congressman Jim McGovern, who's a Democrat from Massachusetts. I mean, this is not, again, to show you, Congressman Heath Shuler, a Democrat from North Carolina, and Congressman Frank Wolf, who's a Republican from Virginia, are the co-sponsors initially with Congressman Joe Pitts, who has led this charge on this and on the letter to Secretary of State Clinton with Congressman McGovern. Again, from Massachusetts and a Democrat. So, folks, we need everyone to stand here. Join the Donate a Tweet program. That's at aclj.org. It's a great way so people keep Pastor Youssef in their prayers. And also, I need you to call right now, 877-989-2255. Why is this so important today? Well, you know the increasing tensions with Iran. You know that the allegations that Iran had their agents now targeting Israelis around the world, Georgia and in India, where there were targeted embassies and there were Iranians that were caught doing this. So you can put two and two together, just like they were caught here in the United States. Because of these increasing tensions between Iran and the world, it's not just our own country, but Iran and the world, we have gotten a report today out of Iran. I mean, today, literally this morning, out of Iran. And I have not tweeted this out yet, and we have not put a release out yet online because I want to say it on radio first and make sure I got all the information correctly. We've heard from his attorney because they have refused to release him, because they have not, the court has failed to issue a written order when they told us in December that they would. And now that we have reports on the ground, that the chance of his execution in the near future increases every day as tensions rise, because it would be kind of a statement to the world of we don't care, kind of like with the nuclear program. You see how this all ties together. So this is a time where, again, when we first started to talk about Pastor Youssef, while we were working on it, we made the decision to start when we knew his life was in severe danger, to get it in the news because it stalled things. Remember what we said, it didn't release him, it stalled things. Well, we're at that situation again. Increasing likelihood that they will execute him at any moment, and we need everyone to stand right now for Pastor Youssef. I don't care what party you're a part of, I don't care if you're conservative or liberal, it doesn't even matter what your faith is. This is someone who is only facing execution by hanging because he decided to have a religious faith. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. This is a point where you want to do everything you can possible because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. So do everything you can at this moment today, hoping that tomorrow we can continue on with this campaign. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
All right, let's do this, folks. We've got HR, it's House Resolution 556. We're making sure that that's posted on our website at aclj.org, and it's up there for you to view so you can see what the Congress is saying. Again, as Jordan said, we want to get support for that. We want to take your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Ben calling from Massachusetts online, too. Ben, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I'll shut my radio. The comment that I'm going to make regarding the release of Youssef Amirani is the more that he will be in the public eye, I think the better chance he have to stay alive as long as he is alive. And the reason I'm saying that, a good example of Gilad Shalit was a prisoner in the Hamas hands.
It was an Israeli soldier taken by Hamas as a prisoner, you're right, but they kept that in the media and they kept that out front and he was ultimately released.
Exactly, and his parents really called that credit, because we have other Israelis who fell in Lebanon.
Sure. No, I think you're right. I think the fact of the matter is that not only in the press, but we've got to get action, and that's why, again, folks, we want to hear what you think about this. Iran holding a Christian pastor, threatening him with death. What's your view on that? 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. But Ben's right. Keeping this in the press, keeping this out there is critical to keeping him alive. And now we have a House resolution. It's just starting the process, folks, so we've got to get it passed. It's been introduced, but now the key is going to be getting it passed. But, Jordan, this is a big development. But, again, you need to reiterate for everybody what you got on the phone today just moments ago from Iran.
Yeah, well, we've heard from the attorney who time to time tells us when it's good to really push it, the story, to the press, not just on radio or ACLJ.org, but to the media, and why. And we've heard the reason why now is because that they have refused to issue any kind of order. So we've not heard. Remember, their deadline was mid-December.
Right.
Now, we gave them some time because they had referred everything to the Ayatollah, the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini. And then the head of the judiciary, dad, who's also an Ayatollah, Rafsanjani, he has now said, he said, we want to pull out of the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights, which is mentioned in the House resolution. We want to pull in out of the UN Declaration of Human Rights. We have our own human rights structure in Iran, and we don't want to be a part of these, Western institutions. Well, because of the increasing tensions, add that as point three. Here's point four. This is from his attorney. It is increasing now every day more likely that he will be executed. We have not heard that, and the attorney has not believed that until now, over the weekend and this morning, because of the increasing tensions with Iran and the world, and the fact that because of that, and that the second Ayatollah, over the judiciary, came out and made that comment
right
about not wanting to be part of the UN, that it is increasingly likely that he will be executed every day. It gets more and more likely. So, folks, take your opportunity when you have it, which is still today, to take a stand for Pastor Youssef and get this message out to the world.
Let me also say this. Reports coming out of Iran also show that the Ministry of Intelligence has ordered the last two officially registered churches that hold Christian worship service in Farsi language to discontinue them. That just came out. They've arrested some leadership of the Assemblies of God there. Folks, this is very serious. We've got congressional action, but now we need you. We need to stand up for these Christians who are being facing a death sentence, death by hanging, for the faith and the crime of apostasy. And that is that they believe that Jesus is the Messiah. You go to your phone right now and you add your name to this petition to get H.R. 556 passed immediately by Congress. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Jordan just said it. Time is of the essence. The lawyer called today very concerned that his client, our client, Youssef Nardakhani, could be executed sooner. We need to hear from you. 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up right at the website at ACLJ.org. We posted the House Resolution 556. But you go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. When we get back, Jordan's going to tell you more about how we're doing this on Twitter.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is a matter of life or death. Pastor Youssef Nardakhani has been illegally detained in Iran for nearly 2.5 years. Under Sharia law, he's now facing a death sentence because of his Christian faith and his refusal to embrace Islam. The ACLJ has launched a global effort to save the life of Pastor Youssef, working in this country and abroad to secure his freedom. Now, efforts are at a critical stage. A resolution has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives condemning Iran for violating human human and religious rights and calling on Iran to release Pastor Youssef immediately. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign our petition urging members of Congress to add their names to this important resolution. It's time to turn up the pressure on Iran. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
We're talking about the situation with Pastor Youssef Nardakhani in Iran. We got a call this morning. Our legal team did that. Things are very, very serious there. They're afraid, in fact, that he could be executed in short order because of the global situation with Iran. They may want to make some kind of statement. Let me play for you. These are two sound bites, number five and number six. This is the Eric Cantor, Congressman Cantor, our good friend, has been on this program many times, very direct about this and made these statements. Take a listen.
As we sit here today, Pastor Youssef Nardakhani is literally fighting for his life in Iran simply for refusing to denounce his Christianity. For us in America, it is unthinkable that someone should be put to death because of their faith.
Yeah,
it is time for all of us to stand up against the spread of militant Islam and to stand up and lead for the Pastor Youssefs of the world.
Okay, folks, we're doing exactly that on a couple of fronts. Let me encourage you, go to aclj.org. You can sign on to the petition supporting HR, that's House Resolution 556, calling for his immediate release. We've got to get, it's been introduced, we've got to get it passed. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I encourage you to call that. But, Jordan, we also have this Twitter program going on. Explain to everybody again what they need to do to get that daily Twitter tweet out on Pastor Nardakhani.
Yep, they go to aclj.org. And, again, it's a Tweet for Youssef is the program. And it's very easy to sign up. All you do, go to aclj.org. If you look right now and you click on the homepage, right at aclj.org, if you click on the main story, which is Pastor Youssef, it will take you right to the page where you can donate a tweet a day. Now, when you sign up, Dad, of course, donate, we use that term, but you don't have to. It doesn't cost you anything at all. You just have to have a Twitter account. If you don't have one, that's easy to sign up for. It's free also. And you donate a tweet a day. Now, let me just tell you what this program has already accomplished very quickly, just so you understand the scope. 1,500 people have signed up to do that. On Twitter, that's a lot of people that have signed up to allow us to send a tweet a day. So one tweet a day automatically goes out to everyone on your list, so you could imagine the reach. Well, here's the reach. We've now reached over 320,000 people on Twitter accounts every day, daily. And now, Dad, I said 160, but we just got the report from our web team. It's now up to 180 countries. Now,
wow.
There's 193 members of the United Nations who are officially recognized member states of the UN. This is getting out to people in 180 of the 193 countries
that
are part of the UN. So, and we're just starting this. And folks, again, let me just remind you why this is so important today. It's important today because we just got word that his execution is becoming more and more likely every day. We have not gotten that word out of Iran since we first launched the campaign where they said, we need your help. Please get the word out. That worked the first time. Now they've said, do it again. Get it as far and wide in the media as possible because of a few points. One, increasing tensions with Iran, not just the U.S., but the entire world. I mean, they're plotting these attacks allegedly in India, in Georgia, and they may be aimed at Israelis, but again, everybody gets hurt in those countries. That doesn't make people happy, just like when they plotted terror attacks aimed at the Saudis and Israelis here in Washington, D.C. and in New York, and they're arresting Iranians. It's Iranians who are being arrested that have the suicide packs on or that have the plot that's going together to do the assassinations. Some are linked to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, so there's increasing tensions. They have refused to release him, of course. They have refused to release a written order on what has come out of the Ayatollah. And now Ayatollah Larijani, who is the head of the judiciary, is condemning even joining the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights, all the UN human rights documents and resolutions, because they're a part of that. And the resolution that Congress has introduced mentions that. But we now know today from his attorneys that they need your help, that the whole world needs to come together again because they fear his execution is at another time. It was once before like this. At another time is now imminent, that they can't guarantee that this is not happening tomorrow. And so you do everything you can every day we've got for right now until we know again that hopefully, and we all pray for that and work very hard to hope that this at least gets stalled once again. Remember, he's been in jail 860 days now because of one thing. He became a Christian, and he was deemed never to be a Muslim. So he just became a Christian as someone who was more secular and is a pastor. And that's why he's facing death by hanging, which would, of course, leave his wife, who was in jail for a year, and two young boys without a father.
Well, that's why we're fighting back so aggressively. Again, folks, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to support H.R. 556, calling for his immediate release. We need your help on this, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's take some calls.
Yeah, let's go to Nick calling from New York on line one.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Jay. What happens if they really go through with this thing? I mean, you know,
if they go through with the execution?
Yeah. What?
I mean, I think it's going to be the beginning of the extinction of Christianity within Iran. They are already rounding up other Christian leaders. That's just broke over the weekend. They are, of course, got the death sentence against Pastor Yousef Nardarkhani. I think it's the end of Christianity in Iran if we sit back and do nothing. Now, ultimately, look, God's in control of this. We've got to do what we've been given to do within our jurisdiction. We've got the House poised to take action, but quite frankly, you've got to make sure that you get movement here, and we're working hard on that. We're working with the lawyers. We're getting this out via Twitter, via the Internet. Keeping it public is the way to help keep him alive, but this is ongoing persecution. Iranian Christians said authorities have pressured leaders of two of the major churches to turn over officials to the Ministry of Interior. That's never a good sign. All that's happening right now. Jordan, let's get another call.
Yep, right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. I'll continue to take phone calls on my show. So, folks, if you want to make a comment, a request, ask for what you can do to spread the message. Maybe tell us if you've signed up for the Tweet for Yousef program. Give us a call. We'll take calls for the next 30 minutes, again, on Jordan Seculo's show, 1-800-684-3110. I want to talk to you on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. We need everyone to come together, and I want to get your comments on this as well, because so many of you have been following the story. I get questions all the time on Twitter and our Facebook account. What's happened with Pastor Yousef? And I always say, trust us. We'll tell you the information when you need to get the information, but we can't, you know, we don't want to put his life at risk more. Do what we're asking to do, the Tweet for Yousef program. Now, we're telling you, he could be executed tomorrow. And then we said this again in the beginning because that was true. That's why the attorneys came to us. We stalled that out. Remember, we have not been saying that recently. We've been saying, let's work towards it. Well, now we know again that he could be executed at any moment because of increasing tensions with Iran and the world and some other factors and the attorney. We've gotten the report from Iran, so we're not just coming up with this. We're getting the report from Iran, from his legal team. So we need you to call now and stand for Pastor Yousef, 877-989-2255, and give us a phone call. Let's keep taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Dad, I think I'll take the calls in the next segment of my show, because I really want to push and understand why his life is at risk now at a point that it has not been since we started talking about Pastor Yousef, since we got involved, and we've heard from his attorneys today. Please do everything you can to make this a major international story again, because we feel like he could be executed at any moment.
Well, the good news is, if there's any good news in this, we do have a bipartisan support for a House Resolution 556. As Jordan said, if you want to talk to him on air, he's going to take your calls during his program coming right up at 1-800-684-3110. Let me ask you to do this, folks. Everybody that's listening to us right now, go to your phones. If you've supported Pastor Yousef Nardarkhani in the past, you need to do it again. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition online. This is to support H.R. 556, House Resolution from Congress demanding his release, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. You can sign up online, but we've got this House Resolution calling for his immediate release. We need your help. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.